creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. Today's topic, let's talk about clients. Oh my God, I just received something really interesting in my inbox and I really had to share the story time with you guys. But the overall topic for today is just to protect your energy, you guys. Into 2021, let's set up boundaries. Let's make sure that we're respecting ourselves first so that our clients also respect us as freelancers, as designers, as creative people, because that creative labor is hard work and you guys need to protect it, protect that energy. So let's dive into the story time. And so it's one fine day here at the Creative Folks, right, in Atlanta. We're working, we're doing our thing. And then suddenly I get this inquiry into my email about this person out in New York needing a brochure, a sales material for his product. He wanted to really pitch it to this industry that he's trying to sell it to. I'm like, okay, sounds interesting. Sounds pretty cool. Let's hop on a call. But at that time we could only email. So I was emailing back and forth and we were talking about it. He's telling me all the details. I'm like, cool. Here's the pricing for it. If you're okay with that. And assuming you've seen our work, is there anything else I could show you? He said, no, we're good. And he sent me the files. I take a look at the files. I'm like, hey, this looks good. Let's just call him Dylan, for example. That's not his real name. I'm like, hey Dylan, this sounds good. Let's go with it. I'll send you the invoice if you're ready. And he says, yeah, sure. Like, send it when you're ready. And so as I was just about to send this invoice to him, he texts me, or like he contacts me again. He says, hey, can we hop on a call? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's hop on a call. I was just about to call him and he calls me instead, and it's a New York number that I don't recognize. And so I was like, okay, who's calling me from New York? Whatever, I'll pick up the call anyway, because who knows who this could be. Pick up the call and it's him. He's like, hey, it's Dylan from the emails. I'm like, hey Dylan, just wanted to clarify a few things too while we're on the phone. And we clarified it, we talked about it, boom boom boom, all things sounds good, right? And he's like, the first red flag that I should have really noted, you guys, is when someone is talking like a salesperson. There's nothing wrong against salespeople. It's just that they're very, or at least the ones that I've encountered, are very aggressive. Like they're like trying to pitch a point. And he was pitching his product to the industry that he's trying to sell into. He was pitching to me very hard. And I was like, hey man, I'm not here. I'm not the person that you're pitching to. I understand, like, maybe you're practicing to pitch, but I get what the product is. I know what you're trying to get to. I know the ending goal here. I'm good to start. So I can send you the invoice and I'll send you any questions that I may have, the team may have, etc. We'll send it over to you. And he sounded all good and fine until I realized, like, this is where the sales part comes out, is that he starts getting aggressive in terms of like really pitching this whole Southern hospitality thing. He says that his product and the company that he's trying to pitch to, they really encompass Southern hospitality. And I was thinking to myself, like, well, technically I'm from Atlanta, so I think I know what Southern hospitality is, because he kept repeating, you know, like, it really has to encompass Southern hospitality. That's what we need. That's what we really want to sell, is that our product works well with Southern hospitality. And I was like, yeah, I'm from the South. I know. And so you're from New York. I don't think you would know Southern hospitality in comparison. However, I didn't say that to him. It was just more so of a thought process in my head. I'm like, I'm from the South. I know what I'm talking about. However, I'll just let you continue on because you're the client. I think you're trying to get a point across that maybe I'm not catching. But swear to God, you guys, swear to Buddha, literally, is that I'm sitting there and I'm listening to him yap on 20 minutes of my head, like 20 minutes off of my head, talking about Southern hospitality and how important it is. However, he doesn't go into detail what that Southern hospitality that he's looking for. He's just telling me 20 different times that, hey, the company I'm pitching for is all about Southern hospitality. So please make sure that the product and the Southern hospitality is there in the final product. And I told him, yeah, cool. All good. Sounds good. I'll send you an invoice when I'm ready. And needless to say, you guys, of course, that was red flag number one. Of course, red flag number two comes up in front of your face right away. I send the invoice, or at least I was about to send the invoice. I got it all drafted up, ready to go, about to send the invoice. He emails me back and he says, hey, so I just wanted to really make sure that you're understanding where I'm coming from. Like, I just really want to make sure that we're in the same headspace. So could you perhaps actually make me 1 to 4 slides first so I could see how your headspace is in and what you're thinking and what your team is thinking? I'm actually also talking to 2 to 3 other designers, and I just really want to make sure that you're in the right headspace so that we don't hire out and it's the wrong choice, et cetera. And I was like, you know, at the time it clicked for me. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, you would definitely want to make sure that you're hiring the right designer first, et cetera. So at first I agreed, but it wasn't a verbal agreement as in like, okay, let's do this. It was just more so of like, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Maybe I can design you 1 to 2 pages first so you could see, because I feel like 4 pages is pushing it. He was like, yeah, 1 to 4. At least it's 1 to 4, whatever works for you. And so I ended the call from there. I ended the conversation. I held the invoice until today, until the day I'm recording this podcast. And I woke up in the morning, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Why am I doing this work for free for this guy? And he hasn't even paid the invoice yet. I think what happened in that situation was the freelancer Tammy kicked in, was that I didn't want to say no to new business because he was potentially another new business that we could have, you know, added to our roster here at TCF and, you know, potentially become a long-term partnership, a business relationship with him. And so I think a part of me just felt like, okay, we'll do the work for free first, and then hopefully that turns out to be something long term. And that's where I caught myself, is when I said it might be. So then I went back on his own email and I realized he said that he was talking to other designers. And so I took that word for word and I recopied it and replied to the email, and I said, hey Dylan, again, which isn't his real name, I was like, hey Dylan, just wanted to drop back in with you really quick that I just wanted to let you know I don't feel like I should take on this opportunity right now because we're very busy with work that that clients have paid up front to us, and they work with us on a monthly basis since 2020, and we are pushing them as a priority because they had paid us all up front already. If you would like to be in that queue where you would like us to work on the project with you, you're more than welcome to pay the invoice and then we'll add you to the queue. But we are not doing any free work, even if it's 1 page, even if it's 1 to 2 pages, 1 to 4 pages, it doesn't matter. We are not doing free work for the sake of you still choosing a designer. And if you are still choosing a designer, I feel like that's a lot of disrespect to my team, because we were about to place you in a queue for free work that we would have not gotten paid for if you had gone with another designer, if that makes sense. And so I crafted it a lot better than how I was saying it. I wish I had the email up so I can reread it to you guys. But basically, I was just trying to protect myself, my own mental health, my team's mental health, our company from having that, you know, that kind of project where we had to do something for free. And I don't even know if he even realized he was asking for something for free like that. But he surely didn't email me back. So we don't know what that situation came about. But basically, you guys, just protect your energy. Don't do work for free. If you can help it, I understand some people have to do work for free in order to get a foot up, but we're in a position where we don't have to do free work. So I don't even know why I even accepted a project. I think a big part of me just went over and thought like, this is a big new project. This is a potential new client. So I really want to secure it. So I'll do anything. However, I had to rethink. I went back on my steps and I was like, nope. You know, him, if we did these 1 to 2 pages, 1 to 4 pages, whatever, and he doesn't pay us, then everybody that worked on that project is basically doesn't get paid for that project. And that's really unfair compared to all these clients that paid us beforehand already. They're waiting in line for their stuff to be delivered to them. So we're going to put them as priority. And if he wants to work with us, he can come back and pay the invoice and we'll be willing to work on that project with him. And so that's really all I really had to preach for today, you guys. I just wanted to let you know, protect your energy in 2021. It's not worth it to go through all this kind of stuff. And if you're a client listening to this, there's no shame to you. I definitely think I understand from that standpoint. It's like wanting to work with a good designer, but assuming that he's from New York, I really thought about this. Assuming that he's from New York, he's reaching out to an agency in Atlanta. So surely he had to have seen our work beforehand, before he reached out to us, because I would have reached out local before I went out of state. So if he's in New York, there's plenty of agencies in New York that he could have reached out to, but he chose us to reach out to, plus more, you know, plus other agencies. And so again, I just don't I just didn't believe it. I didn't buy it. And I think it was a little bait to get some free work so that they didn't have to pay for it. And then they'll basically take those pages from all the other designers that they're baiting and they'll put it together and call it like, this is my sales brochure. And that isn't right. And then in the end, none of us get hired for the project because he already basically broke it up into pieces and everybody gets a part. So I just want to set that as a reminder, set that as a bar, set that as a tone for 2021. We're saying no to that kind of shit. We're setting up boundaries and we're making sure we're taking care of ourselves and our mental health and our creative labor. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.